Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Mining News Breaks. Nikola Mining Inc.'s NIM, OTCQB, positioned amidst surging demand for copper. Telecom giant Bell Canada recently announced the construction of 6 new AI data centers in British Columbia, positioning Nikola Mining Inc. in the midst of surging demand for copper. Nikola, located in the Merritt community, is committed to meeting the copper industrial demand surge while developing its asset at the new Craigmont property. Recent exploration results show significant progress, with drilling revealing copper sulfide mineralization in volcanic and intrusive host rocks. Nikola Mining owns 100% of the new Craigmont Copper Project, adjacent to Canada's largest copper mine and the Treasure Mountain Silver Project. For further information, visit Nikola Mining's website at www.nikolamining.com.
Mining news breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc., OTCQB LFLRF, scales up Swanson Project, strengthens position in Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals, listed on the CSE under LFLR and on the OTCQB, has expanded its Swanson Project by staking 32 additional mineral claims, bringing the project's area to 18,304 hectares across 445 claims and one mining lease. This move extends the project's strike length to over 33 kilometers and consolidates control over a major structural break in the Abitibi region. Lafleur's CEO, Paul Tenier, highlighted the integration of historical exploration data with new surveys to define drilling targets at Swanson. The company is set to launch a fully funded drilling program and has strategically increased its land position to enhance discovery potential in the region. Rock breaks: Rapid SXTM powers Ucore Rare Metals Inc., VUCU-UURAF, role in rebuilding mineral independence. Ucore Rare Metals, leveraging its Rapid SX separation technology, is poised to become the North American gatekeeper for magnet-grade rare earth oxides. Recent trade agreements with the European Union and Japan are attracting significant investment to reshape U.S. manufacturing. Ucore's Rapid SX technology offers a supply chain solution by separating HRE oxides 3 times faster than conventional methods. The Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex is set to begin commercial production in 2026. Supplying tariff-insulated magnet-grade neodymium, praseodymium, terbium, and dysprosium. With OEM qualifications underway, Ucore is not just an REE separator, but a strategic partner in rebuilding North American critical minerals independence. EIA says at least 50% of additional power capacity in 2025 will be solar. The United States Energy Information Administration reports that 50% of new electricity generation capacity in 2025 will be from solar energy. This data comes from a recent survey conducted by the EIA, indicating a positive trend for solar energy in the U.S. This shift opens up market opportunities for companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited that extract critical metals for energy production. For more insights into the mining industry, check out Rocks and Stocks, a platform within the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN, offering tailored corporate communication solutions and broad reach for companies looking to connect with investors and consumers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.